Texas, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The defense rested its case in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York without Trump testifying. But ABC chief legal analyst Dan Abrams says a star prosecution witness may have actually helped his former boss.
Michael Cohen didn't just admit that he stole money from the Trump Organization. Michael Cohen admitted that he stole money from the Trump Organization in connection with the very payment at issue in this case, part of the big payment that included the payment to Stormy Daniels.
Closing argument will take place next week. Israeli officials seized Associated Press equipment and took down a live shot of northern Gaza, citing a media law as U.S. officials continue their criticism of the International Criminal Court, which is seeking warrants for Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel's defense minister, along with Hamas officials. One person was killed, 30 others were hurt when a Singapore Airlines flight encountered severe turbulence en route to Singapore. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak's new Borealis route from the Twin Cities to Chicago starts rolling today with 8 stops in Wisconsin. It's the second daily round-trip passenger train on the route, doubling passenger train service across the state. One-way tickets start at $41 with discounts for many groups. Immigration is a political issue as far north as Wisconsin. Whitewater has become a focal point. City Council President Patrick Singer says immigrants are welcome, but there are challenges.
Wisconsin municipalities are not flush with cash. So our community, and as are many others, dealing with a lot of demand for services without the proper financial resources to be able to provide that.
Singer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A home in Dane County went up in flames, likely after being struck by lightning yesterday. It happened in the town of Union, southeast of Brooklyn. You can even see a giant stripe of ash where it looks like the lightning hit. No one was hurt. The Madison School Board approved its long-range facilities plan at its meeting last night. Their renovation priorities would include Shabazz High School, 5 middle schools, and 8 elementary schools. According to school board member Maya Pearson, the top request is air conditioning.
One of the things that I was hearing from staff and parents was that our buildings are hot. I don't think as a child I want to go to a school that's 100 degrees every single day, right? As well as working in a building that is possibly falling apart.
The board could make final changes to the plan next month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The OTAs are underway in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, the Packers offseason workout program. With more practices today featuring the rookies and the veterans, Matt LaFleur on what his message was to the first-year players after the draft.
Here are the things that you did really well, and here are the 1 to 2 things that you need to work on in order for you to take your game up to the next level. And then once they accomplish that, we'll find 1 or 2 other things that they need to work on to push them even further.
Baseball, the Brewers led 2-1 in the ninth, ended up losing 3-2 in the 10th inning to the Marlins in Miami. Some wild plays like Christian Yelich stealing home plate from third base in the 6th.
It's a quick 0-2. That one didn't there. Here comes Yelich to the plate, and Yelich is safe at home. Oh my goodness, and now Ortiz is going to take second base.
Starter Joe Ross headed to the IL after suffering a strained back. 7 different relievers from the bullpen had to be used.
Hats off to our bullpen for what they did tonight.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Showers and thunderstorms strike this afternoon and into the evening hours, with a good chance of them turning strong to severe, packing large hail, possible tornadoes, heavy downpours leading to flash flooding, frequent lightning, and damaging wind gusts. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Next time on the John and Gordy Show, we'll be live at Short Stack Eatery,
where we're going to have a short stack of stories to chow down.
Join us first thing in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
You stood with Donald Trump at his criminal trial in New York yesterday. You were standing right next to him, rubbing elbows with him. How's the president holding up under all this pressure?
He was doing tremendous. He was in high spirits. Obviously, he was angry and frustrated with this trumped-up charges, this sham trial. As the Democrat Party colludes with the Department of Justice and these rogue courts in New York and in Georgia to try to keep him off the ballot, to try to weigh him down keep him off the campaign trail.
Blah, 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 blah. That is Representative Bob Good, who is not good.
Not good.
Not good. Thank you. Okay, Aaron Rupar tweets, Trump quotes Bill O'Reilly as one of his legal experts. After Trump's deranged wine fest ends, Fox cuts to Senator Katie Britt, who claims he was spot on. Ted Cruz then acknowledges that Trump could be convicted. I'm going to stick to legal experts that are lawyers and experts.
Right.
And also happen to be dreaming.
Has the entire show come me reading Tristan Snell tweets?
Pretty much, yes.
Pretty much.
Yes.
I don't care.
I don't care. Welcome to the Tristan Snell Show. Hi, Tristan.
Hi.
Listen, people come to
I just happen to show up every time that song goes on.
I don't know.
How did you get here?
Well, you know, Tristan, people come to the Stephanie Miller Show for hard-hitting interviews, and someone on Twitter said, how is Tristan Snell so handsome? So I will open with that question. How is it possible? Okay. All right, let's move on.
Yeah. Not embarrassing.
So, first of all, so the defense has rested. No shock that Donald Trump didn't testify. As you said on Twitter, the last time Trump took the stand, his poor performance and arrogant refusal to follow court rules easily lost him tens of millions of additional dollars to E. Jean Carroll. If he does it again now in the criminal case, he will send himself straight to prison. So, not a shock, obviously, that he lied once again. And of course, he didn't testify, right?
Of course not. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I always thought that was a bit of a hollow threat or promise, you know, it was, or more of a don't threaten me with a good time situation. I was sitting here hoping he would, because I just thought that it would be an absolute catastrophic dumpster fire of testimony. And I think that I bet you he wanted to, actually. Oh, but sure. I think his lawyers managed to talk him out of it.
Wow. Yeah, because he thinks he's smarter than everybody. And also, I mean,
he does.
It's no mistake that Robert Costello acted like such an a-hole that, as you know, the only witness to testify pretty much for Trump, right? Have you ever in your every legal expert I've heard said they have never heard of this, of a judge having to clear the courtroom? Can you talk about that a little bit?
That is a big deal. Like, that is basically like, I'm about to rip you a new one and I don't want anybody here for it.
Yeah.
That was really something. You don't get that very often. He was being pouty, peevish, weasel, and just like very disrespectful to the court and the process. Somehow he actually managed to be even more of a jerk than Trump has been while sitting in court. And that's a high bar.
Yeah. Well, and also, I mean, who would have thought that Michael Cohen comes out looking like the most credible witness here? Because they already
built... It was great.
Right? I mean, I don't feel like Costello damaged him.
It made, and it, honestly, it's Costello was not only the most unlikable person that the defense put up, because it's the only person they put up. He's the only witness that I think the jury's going to come out of this and be like, oh, that guy was a jerk.
Right.
Like, that's a tough thing to do. It's like, you only put on one witness, and it's that guy? Like, boy, oh, boy. So, yeah, talk about somebody the jury's not going to like. Even though Judge Mershon cleared the room before tearing into Costello, the jury did see Costello's behavior that prompted Mershon to do that, and then for Mershon to be like, all right, everybody out. Is definitely something that, like, the jury will pick up on. And as somebody else on Twitter said the other day, like, in a lot of these kind of cases, when it's weeks, the jury tends to get a little attached to the judge. Mm-hmm. And Judge Mershon seems like a pretty likable guy. It's not a good idea to do that with the judge. That's a great way to get the jury pissed off at you. So, I think all of that. Actually, it's not even only that it didn't help Trump. Costello actively hurt them.
Yeah, exactly.
So they put on their own case. It was super short, and they made it worse for themselves.
Yeah, Trump always makes things worse for Trump. Yep. And also, you know, you can join most experts here in saying Trump's lawyers' cross-examinations are not good. A good cross gets the other side's witness to admit facts that help your case. Trump's crosses just try to make the witness look bad. The latter only works in PR, but Fox News and the New York Post aren't deciding this case. The jury is.
Right.
That's a great point. I mean, they had a ridiculous client with a ridiculous defense, but, you know, they also, like you say, it just was almost shocking how bad they were.
Look, here's the thing. I actually have decided I'm going to write this up after this case is over. And I'm not going to say what I want to say right now. But you know why? Because, Stephanie, I don't want to help them.
Right.
I don't want to help the Trump people.
Yes. Everybody hold their
breath. I'm not going to tell them what they should have done, because there was an opening here to be able to do effective crosses of some of these witnesses, and they just didn't do it. So when they're going to whine and bitch and moan and complain that the deck was stacked against them and this was all rigged, no, better lawyering actually would have really helped them a lot in this case, no matter which way it ends up going. I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic that we're going to get a conviction here, but I think that the kicker here is that the Trump lawyers made the whole situation a lot worse. They did not score the points that they needed to score in order to stop the prosecution from getting to the finish line.
Yeah, and we were saying it's like any other sort of mob trial. Like, you know, Michael Cohen, first of all, was corroborated by a mountain of evidence. And secondly, he's like, I crimed and lied for Trump, who is a criminal and a liar. You know, like it's not like there were aha moments. And you, like you said, who records a conversation with their boss? People who are paying out of pocket to cover something up for their boss and want to make sure their boss pays them back.
Right.
That's who. And someone who knows their boss is a lying criminal. They better record this.
Right. It was a combo of Cohen already. He's written this in his first book that he didn't trust Trump to handle it correctly and to pay him back for it. And he also was doing it so that he could reassure David Pecker that the money was actually going to get paid to them.
Right.
So it was all of the above. And then there's the other thing that I love saying, that I just wish the prosecution would say this. I haven't heard them say it yet. I hope it comes out in their closing. Michael Cohen was on salary.
Mm-hmm.
Who takes somebody that you already pay a salary to, give him a paycheck, and then you pay him additionally as a 1099 to reimburse him for the exact same type of services for which you pay him a salary.
I know the
How
answer to that.
How does that make any sense? When it doesn't make any sense.
When he's paying off a porn star to shut up during the before an election.
No,
thank you.
No,
I didn't even go to law school. Okay.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
Yay. Yay. Okay.
Yay.
So I saw one piece I wanted to ask you about Trump lawyers facing difficult decision that could lead to change in hush money charges. Trump's lawyers could ask the jury to alternatively consider misdemeanor charges against their client instead of the 34 felonies he's now facing. They could gamble by requesting the judge instruct the jury to consider 34 misdemeanor counts. Can you explain that?
Yes.
I thought so.
So this is where the rubber really hits the road on this case. I actually expect them to do so. I've always expected them to do so. And that will definitely make this next week or two potentially more complicated. It could cause the jury to deliberate longer. It could even lead to a result that we will not like. I think that the key here is effectively the Trump lawyers have a decision to make. If you charge the jury that that's an out, you're kind of signaling to the jury that, like, he definitely committed the misdemeanors. It's like, that's effectively what you're kind of like. You're kind of conceding it. If you're the defense, you have an impulse to say, no, we didn't do anything wrong. But if you give them the out to say it's misdemeanors, that's actually a really good outcome for Trump.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they wouldn't do that. I think I've always thought that they will, that they're going to say, like, look, you have the option to say these were misdemeanors. Now, for everybody listening, what's the difference here? It's that falsifying in the second degree is a misdemeanor. Falsifying in the first degree is a felony. Falsifying in the second degree is just any falsifying, which they've got them dead to rights. It's so obvious that it was falsifying. It's not even funny. Falsifying in the first degree requires falsifying in service of another crime. So you have to say it was to cover something else up. Now, the prosecution's theory here that they're pushing is that it was to cover up the campaign finance violation. That doesn't mean you have to charge him with a campaign finance violation. You just need to be able to say that there was intent to cover up this other potential crime here of the campaign finance violation. And why is it a campaign finance violation? Because he was ponying up all this money as an in-kind contribution to his own campaign to help his presidential campaign. And didn't report it to the FEC, because you're not going to go reporting to the FEC, oh, hello, here are our expenses for the month. Oh, yes, we paid off some porn stars.
Right.
You're not going to do that. So, and they didn't.
Yeah. So there's still jail time from what I'm reading. So the felony counts, he could get what amounts to a life sentence, right? But they're saying it would be less risky to ask a jury to consider misdemeanor charges. It would be at most 2 years in jail. But there's still jail, I guess.
Maybe. I got to be honest. I think that if it's a misdemeanor, it's going to be, I think, a lot tougher to end up saying that he ends up getting prison time. It's not impossible, but it's a much harder road in terms of how that gets sentenced. I think that we should really be pulling to see this get convicted as felony count.
I desperately need to add convicted felon to the line of twice impeached rapist. Go ahead. Business
Correct.
Fraud.
Yeah, that's right. And then even if we get the conviction that we're yearning for here, it's going to get appealed. I doubt they're going to have him be put in prison pending the appeal. He's probably going to be kept out of prison pending the appeal. And then how quick does the appeal happen? So I've always cautioned everybody with this matter. It could be the first to hand a conviction. I don't think it'll be the one to send him to prison the first time. I think that the other cases have a much stronger chance still, even with all the problems. And I've gotten a lot more bearish about how everything else is going. But I do believe that it's going to be a longer road to see this be the thing that sends him to prison.
Mm. I admit to being that person that only wants to hear what I want to hear. Uh-huh. So I didn't really even listen to anything you just said.
Yeah, you
lost me the minute you said no jail.
The thing that I come back to now is that I think that, you know, a lot of these things are rigged, and they're rigged in Trump's favor.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
The thing is that why does he run around saying everything is rigged? It's because he has rigged it. He put all of his pets on the Supreme Court. Mega donors have been bankrolling their lifestyles We have corruption in the Supreme Court that we've never seen in the history of this country. We have other judges on the bench who also seem to have hidden agendas, and it is completely poured buckets of sand into this process. The net result I always want to leave everybody with is that we can't. I came into this year thinking the courts were going to do their job. I'm now hitting a point where I'm thinking, like, screw it. We just have to go, and we need to vote. We can't wait for anyone else to save us. We got to do it ourselves.
I opened the show with that. We got to double, triple, quadruple down on democracy real quick before we go. This is because how many times do we say Supreme Court, Supreme Court, Supreme Court? We were talking about how important it is to vote. And you said Samuel Alito supported Trump's coup and is now trying to make sure he is immune from being prosecuted for it. I mean, this is where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you suggest we do?
I mean, that's the thing is that you look at Alito and what he said during the oral argument on the immunity issue a couple weeks ago, and it is terrifying how ready he is to completely subvert the rule of law just to support his chosen candidate and his ideological kinsman, weirdly enough. And Trump is their tool for achieving an ideological agenda. No, the end result is, look, the Supreme Court ends up being a trailing indicator of where America is, because you have to get the presidency, you get the Senate, you get these people on, and then they're there forever. They're there for decades.
Yeah.
So we're stuck with people that were put in there by the Bushes. Like, what we need to do now is we just need to keep winning every single election we can.
And push.
And over the next decade or so, we're going to be able to push this boulder back up the hill.
Yes.
But this boulder has rolled back down the hill and is crushing us right now. We're just going to have to push it back up the hill.
Yep. We got to push for all of it. Term limits, expand the court, whatever we have to do.
And all of that. I believe it. Yeah, 100%.
Tristan, you are just a rock star. And there still is no answer to how you're so handsome. I don't know.
I think his parents had something to do with that.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. You're fantastic.
Maybe. I hope.
Thanks,
Tristan.
Thanks, Tristan. See you next time.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein right there. Are you okay,
No, I'm not okay.
Little buddy?
I'm not okay.
Sport. Champ. Come on. Let's go. We got to go to the gym. You got to take your Power Life Protein and
don't,
go.
Don't Bing. Call me champ.
Come on, sport. Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. The P90X guy got shingles. You've heard the story. Thought he was done. Right now he's 65, feeling, looking amazing. He discovered HMB. It's a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. Since you're coughing up a lung, maybe you can't make it to the gym today. But if you take your Power Life Protein, you won't lose any muscle mass.
Oh, God.
One scoop a day. Supercharges muscle growth. I mean, I'm not going to stop and see if he's okay.
No.
It boosts your energy, helps you
not
slim down.
Not in the middle of a live read.
Don't be ridiculous. My Power Life. It's going to pay your medical bill when whatever happens over there.
Yeah.
MyPowerLife.com. Use the code fitness to save 30%. And you get a 90-day guarantee. Try it with mama. MyPowerLife.com. Type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. They're not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Stephanie Miller.
Look like idiots.
Waving it.
Hello.
We look like animatronic idiots. Mark in Wisconsin, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Steph, and thanks. And it was nice and wonderful seeing you at the Madison Show.
I love how the Midwestern
yellow lab that was sleeping with the dog with a little kitty cat there at his head.
I like when you say show.
Amazing that.
It's a show.
It's amazing we had to go back to the 2012. We can replay Andrea Savage's brilliant "Republicans Get in My Vagina" video that she did with Kate Beckinsale and Judy Greer. That just calling out the Republicans. It's just another repeat. I mean, the song remains the same for these Republicans.
Yeah.
They want to control women. They want to control everybody.
Yeah.
And except themselves. You know, in their own cheating, adulterous lifestyles that. They seem to just fall into and
I thought
overlook. And
Justice Alito thought no women can't control anything, but apparently they can control his flagpole.
Well, the Loomy lady,
in his wife's case.
The Loomy lady wants to control
hoo-ha.
Your cooter.
Just take a shower, ladies, for God's sakes. God.
You'll know if something's wrong down
epidemic
there.
Epidemic of stinky across America.
Yeah.
Come on, Bill. Come
know
on.
Know if something's wrong.
Quote Digger tweets, one justice openly supported the coup. Another justice's wife may have participated in the coup. Neither of these justices should be any part of any case regarding January 6th, and they are not fit to sit on the bench at all, let alone the Supreme Court. Thank you. Let's talk about solutions. Lawrence Tribe said talk is cheap. Chairman Dick Durbin needs to do more than call on Alito to recuse himself from the insurrection cases. Durbin needs to step up, use the subpoena power to demand Alito's appearance and explanation before the Senate Judiciary. I agree. Mm-hmm. Everything, all of the above. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know BroadFest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is more than 40 years old? The Metcalf family set up a brat tent in their grocery store parking lot to sell some brats to customers. That was 1983. The brat sales support local charities. Now can you guess the total amount raised? We'll have the answer coming up. These days, along with brats, there's something for everyone, including free music. Here's Michael Alexander.
75 bands from all over the country, and roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends each year.
So did you guess? 4 million brats over more than 40 years equals $2.5 million going back into the community to support more than 120 nonprofits. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school. And if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds, over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that, and that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I
and they've got this gag order against him. That's why we went up there, so that we could say the things that this judge, this corrupt judge, is not allowing him to say. This is a judge who seems to get all the high-profile conservative trials up there, and his own daughter is making raising tens of millions of dollars for the Democrat Party off this very trial. So you've got a corrupt judge, you've got a corrupt prosecutor, you've got a corrupt ex-con star witness who's perjured himself multiple times over. And we wanted to make the case for the president. We've got his back. We're behind him. The American people are behind him. This is not going to work.
That was Bob Good, who is not good.
Thank you.
From, I don't know where he's from.
Virginia?
From douchebaggery. That's where he's from.
Yeah, he's from
Douchebaggistan?
Yes. I can't. That's him violating the gag order
again.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I was doing some more Supreme Court reaction. Ian tweets, giving Supreme Court justices life tenure was supposed to make them immune from corruption. Turns out it's emboldening corruption. Time for term limits. That's what I said to Tristan Snell. I say all of the above to do this. Our friend Lindy Lee said, as Sidney Powell herself admitted, Trump thugs were counting on right-wing Supreme Court justices, quote-unquote, particularly Alito and Thomas, to help them overturn Biden's victory. Our federal society-groomed judiciary is bankrupt and corrupt beyond repair. She goes on to say Trump was counting on Alito to overturn Biden's victory. He was counting on Clarence Thomas to protect him from the J6 panel. He's counting on Kavanaugh to delay his Jack Smith trial. He's counting on Gorsuch to give him immunity. So the Supreme Court is a circle jerk of the worst traitors. Yeah. Thank you.
Say that?
Lindy.
I just did.
Okay. Hi, Larry in Albuquerque. Hello.
Larry in Burke, remember?
Burke.
Yes.
Guys, what a fantastic show.
Thank you.
Just wonderful and good to meet all of you in the meet and greet. I'd never met you before, Chris. It was nice to meet you also.
It was nice to meet you, too.
So, yeah, anytime you guys want to come back, we're glad to have you here.
We loved it.
We'll get red and green. We'll go Christmas.
Red and green chilies. Well,
that'd be great, yeah.
Yeah.
Is your tummy okay?
Christmas.
Yes, tummy's great.
I'm going to be in Christmas for a week.
Well, thanks again, guys. All right. We really appreciate you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. All right. Thank you. Hey, the love continues to roll in from the Burke.
Burke.
I don't know if that's how it's said, but okay.
It is.
Dear staff, thanks so much for including Albuquerque in the Sexy Liberal Tour. I had a wonderful time, even though I seldom go anywhere in the evening. Me neither, Roxanne.
Yeah. Yes.
The friend I brought was new to you, Chris, John, Hal, and Frangela. She had a great time, too. Hal's set was incredible. I love seeing more of Frangela. John continues to be amazingly impressive. And you, Stephanie, have a special way of bringing out the best in people.
Well,
see, I'm just a delivery system for other good things.
You were spraying...
I, by myself, am tofu.
Sure.
You know, I'm...
But you were spraying your cooch.
Yeah. The special way of bringing out the best in people, both on the stage and on your show, a talent that's needed today more than ever. So there... This was my fourth or fifth Sexy Liberal show. They just keep getting better and better. I had a VIP ticket once and was too shy to mingle, but I shook hands with John Fugelsang and got a good close-up chance to see the kindness in his eyes. Oh, that's dangerous to get that close.
Uh-huh. Poke an eye out.
Plus the generosity of all of you one-on-one. That plus the love and energy on stage has been a happy souvenir of the shows. Many thanks for Albuquerque and all the shows coming up. Y'all are our secret weapon. What do you call Seattle, Denver? Get to it. That's our June schedule. Then we're on to Boston and Atlanta and New York and Chicago and Portland and Durham and Phoenix and Kansas City. L.A.
Denver. I barely knew her.
Oh, Peggy.
What
are you saying? Peggy in Tennessee. Hello.
Hello, I got dropped. I don't know what happened, but guys, I've stayed away. I've been from the days of, you know, Cookies and Freedom and Road Flare Mary and all that.
Wow. Cookies and Freedom. That
and
was
I've talked to each...
Aisha.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, look, yes, I'm from a holler up here in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've tried to just. I took a hiatus. I had to. It was getting so crazy.
Yeah.
I gave up, and I just had to, you know, when what's his name felt when the first indictment or Oh, I can't. We've been in it so long. Look, it's not coming. Coming, we're in
it's
it.
It's been a long...
It's a constitutional crisis. We're in it.
Right. Yeah, it's been a long few years. I feel your pain,
She's
sister.
She's from up in the holler.
She's in the holler.
She is in
the holler. Huh? What did Frangela say?
Holler.
The holler got a crick. The crick's got a holler. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know what I'm saying. I'm not sure what I'm saying.
I don't think she was sure what she was saying.
We were talking about this during the break. My favorite subject, the Middle East. So easy. Mm-hmm. France and Belgium released statements supporting the world's top war crimes court and the chief prosecutor's arrest request for arrest warrants for the leaders of Israel and Hamas, which obviously the United States objected to.
Mm-hmm. Well,
kind of on the fence about.
I know.
Let's get rid of Netanyahu and Hamas, and maybe we'll have a chance for actual peace there and a two-state solution.
That really holds no water because neither Israel nor the United States have signed on to the International Criminal Court.
I get that you can't make a direct comparison, but, you know, I saw Netanyahu do an interview, and he was like, well, that's ridiculous. It would be like after 9/11 charging Osama bin Laden and George Bush. And I was like, well.
That seems reasonable.
There is a parallel in that George Bush's incompetence, despite massive warnings, mm-hmm. 9/11 happened on his watch. Same with Netanyahu and October 7th.
And then we invaded a country
despite
that didn't
massive warnings, his massive incompetence is what caused October 7th. And it went on for hours and hours. Where was the Israeli military then?
Right.
You know, and so what made George Bush a war criminal is lying us into Iraq,
right.
I think, you know. But anyway, what a mess. What a mess, the whole thing.
Yeah.
President Biden made the point Malcolm Nance. It's just, I think we're getting tripped up on words. He made the point that Malcolm Nance always makes, that this is not technically a genocide. Obviously, a lot of civilians are being killed, but it's not intentional. Like with Hamas, their whole point is to kill civilians. And, you know, that's what a terrorist group does, you know. So that being said, it's an enormous tragedy what's happening in Gaza. So I don't.
A lot of people that had nothing to do with
anything
in October are being killed.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
And starve.
Yeah. Moving on. I don't know why this Supreme Court thing is. You're right. Even when Lindsey Graham is saying Samuel Alito exercised poor judgment, he said it's not good judgment to do that. He said his wife was insulted and got mad. I assume that to be true, but he's still a Supreme Court justice, and, you know, people have to realize moments like that to think it true.
Yeah.
And he said Alito says the man engaged in vulgar language, including the C word. You know, that being said, can I say Mrs. Alito sounds a little bit like a C word? I mean, mm-hmm. Can I say that without... Covey tweets, how many more wives of Supreme Court justices must support an insurrection before Chief Justice John Roberts demands their resignation, recusal, or even a damn investigation? I mean, I'm just tired of us normalizing and going, oh, well, there's nothing we can do.
Right.
This is just, okay. Couple more. Rude pundit, who I missed, and I'm going to miss for another couple Mondays.
Yeah.
It's Memorial Day.
You're going to be very clingy when you see him on June 10th.
I really am.
Like half a year until you see him again.
It's not. But he had some great points. He said, my mean neighbors made my wife do a treason is a hell of a thing for a Supreme Court justice to say. That's the kind of thing you say when you know that no one can touch you, so it.
Exactly.
He also said Joe Biden needs to call on Alito to resign. You want to change the conversation from the polls? Do this. It'd be an electric jolt to the election. Hell, Biden can even say it's about restoring trust in the institution, and it wouldn't hurt if he said Thomas needs to step down, too. Stephen Beschloss, Alito and Thomas have succeeded in trashing the last shreds of respect and credibility of the U.S. Supreme Court. The thought that either of these individuals are able to rule on presidential immunity, anything concerning the J6 insurrection, is appalling. And it's what we said about, you know, I'm glad Durbin's saying something, but do something. So you should subpoena him to testify. Ruth Ben-Ghiat, last one on, you know, who's the authoritarian scholar, said Thomas and Alito must go, clean up the court. They are far-right activists masquerading as impartial justices. That's why so many anti-democratic forces, federalists, billionaires have invested in them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Oh, and last one, Rick Wilson. Tweeted, to be honest, I did not have Nick Fuentes streams gay porn and blames the Jews on my bingo.
I know. What was that?
Yes. Okay, this.
What was that?
Have the Jews made you stream gay porn, Chris?
Not at all. The only person who made Nick Fuentes stream gay porn is Nick Fuentes.
Exactly.
Isn't he unmarried?
I believe he's a bachelor, yes.
By the way,
bachelor.
Who's that homophobic Kansas City kicker? Did you see the picture of him?
Buckus, or whatever his name is?
Did you see a picture of him?
He's ill-fitted in his clothing.
My gaydar is pinging off the walls. I can't. It's a whole outfit that I've just never seen a straight man wear.
But is it real?
I think so.
Yeah, they yeah.
No, it is. That one is real. Yeah. It's a, okay. But the outfits. You, well, let's find it.
Is it AI or real?
No, it's real. No, it's real. Yeah. Daily Beast says Donald Trump came out swinging Monday morning, pushing back on claims he froze up during a speech over the weekend, asserting that an apparent mishap involving a wobbly podium was in fact a stunning feat of his physical talents. Oh my God. I can't even anymore with if Joe Biden had fill in the blank. Did you see it? He practically fell over, and then he blamed the podium and the workers. And,
oh, yeah.
And then the freeze for 30 seconds was bizarre.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, this one. 4 years ago today. Question. With 4% of the world's population and 30% of the COVID outbreak, what would you have done differently facing this crisis, Trump? Well, nothing. I mean, oh, my God. That's Biden Harris headquarters. Tweeted out that you just forget how okay Biden Harris headquarters. Trump brags about doing nothing to save children from being shot in school. Mm-hmm. There was great pressure on me having to do with guns. We did nothing. The things he's proud of. Yeah. I mean, seriously, overturning Roe v. Wade. Very proud, very honored to do it. Didn't do anything on guns. Perfect. And this goes to their whole party. Marco Rubio won't commit to accepting the results of the 2024 election. He dodged the question multiple times on Meet the Press.
Yep.
That was so pathetic. She must have asked him six times.
Oh, yeah.
And he just... So this is where we are. Laura, one last one. I think Representative Jasmine Crockett has tapped into a zeitgeist among Democrats we've felt for a long time. We're tired of being the adults in the room. These are stupid, cruel, horrible people who want to destroy American democracy. It's like trying to be polite to the Klan. Thank you. Oh, one last one. If this thing wasn't a circus enough in New York, the hush money trial. Did you see the MAGA protest? There were MAGA protesters released penis balloons and struggled to
get
them
get
up.
They couldn't get up. Yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't. That's not a joke. They couldn't get them
they
up.
They couldn't get them up.
Bless their hearts.
How is that in support of Trump? Releasing a bag of
I don't know.
I mean, he is a bag of I don't. Okay. And then he did lie again about it's all locked down out
no,
there.
It's
nobody
not.
Can get here.
Not true.
Yeah, Stephanie Roll, like, had her just did her iPhone camera, where she's like,
Von Hilliard's done it.
All
so
open.
Many people have done
it's
this.
All open. Anyone can come down here.
And if you want to
like,
get in.
Never seen so many police. It's on lockdown. I can't get in.
It's not true. It's just not true.
Do you feel like almost, literally, I said it earlier, everything he says is a lie.
Yeah.
It's just, it's lie, it's projecting, and
it's salesmanship. It's, he's like a timeshare salesman.
Do you want
salesman.
That timeshare? Do you? Oh, because, by the way, we mentioned this earlier, but Trump's Truth Social has posted a $327 million first quarter loss.
Uh-huh.
He is an excellent businessman. You know, there's still people clinging to that lie?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the economy is better under him.
No,
he's a businessman. It'll be. Are you paying any attention to what a horrible businessman he is? This is what he did to the U.S. economy. I literally, of course, I stopped being able to even.
Even?
Mm-hmm. One last one. Atomic Doug says, make no mistake, Trump is the head of a fascist, radical, violent, terroristic movement to intimidate the opposition. The fact that the former Democratic Speaker of the House's husband was violently attacked with a hammer should serve as a warning. So did they rule yet, or did they request 30 years instead of the 40 years, or did he get 30?
They wanted 40.
Yeah, I think they got 30, though. I think it's...
Yeah, well, hopefully it's life in prison, but...
Hopefully for that person.
Okay. All right, and this to sum it all up, Stephen Beschloss, don't doubt the necessity of an overwhelming Trump defeat this November to counteract the inevitable assertion that he really won and he's been cheated. That's all we can do. Like I was saying, reading Joe Madison's book, we got to, what are you going to do about it? Double, triple down on democracy. We can't count on the courts.
It has to be LBJ number, sorry.
Yes, thank you for apologizing to my father yesterday.
Sorry, Mr. Miller.
I think my dad would like a Goldwater Miller landslide against Trump. If I could speak for him. Papa, can you hear me? Okay, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Binkity, binkity, binkity. Yeah. It's the only way I'm getting through this 15-city tour.
Yeah.
The hell did I say?
I don't know.
Strawberry lemonade. Mm.
It's delicious.
You have to, and I hydrated a lot because of the altitude in Albuquerque.
Altitude, and it was very dry there too.
I don't like the regular water. Sorry, I know I should, but this gives me strawberry lemonade flavor, and it gives me 10 supplements in there in one. It has been a game changer. I'm telling you, I can feel my performance is better on my bike, on hiking, lifting weights, you name it. Yep. It's not your average drink. It helps your helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Probiotics to help shed extra pounds. Prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find, and also ashwagandha. I believe that lady's Walgreens story, that she yelled it out in Walgreens and someone said Stephanie Miller. Mm-hmm. Happens all the time.
Uh-huh.
Fans of ashwagandha and also Steph heads. What? Stop it. Stop it. Ashwagandha. Okay, roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie. What is wrong with us?
I don't know.
or text Stephanie to 511-511. Claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Funny how? Funny like she's a clown? Like she's here to amuse you? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The newest prosecutor in the Wisconsin Attorney General's office is funded by a foundation fighting climate change. The Journal Sentinel reports Karen Heineman's $90,000 salary is covered by the State Energy and Environmental Impact Center at New York University Law School. It was set up to fight efforts to roll back environmental protections under the law. Bird flu has infected dairy herds in other parts of the country, but so far not Wisconsin. Experts are worried now that one person in Texas was infected. Andrew Pekas is with Johns Hopkins University.
Given that dairy farms have a large number of people who can come in contact with infected cows, there is an increased chance of the H5N1 virus also directly infecting humans.
Experts recommend sticking with pasteurized dairy products. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The city of Madison will have a new communications director, and you may recognize his name. Dylan Brogan will now lead the communications department under the mayor. For years, Brogan wrote for Isthmus Magazine. This is a brand new position approved in this year's city budget, and it's responsible for being a city spokesperson, engaging the community in city initiatives, especially involving underrepresented groups. He starts in the new role a week from today. The World Naked Bike Ride is coming back to Madison, and there will not be any age restrictions, even though a young girl participated last year. About 200 people joined the ride in 2023. The event often draws ire from conservatives. Kids will be allowed as long as they're joined by their legal guardian. Now, nudity is not required. Riders can go, quote, as bare as you dare, end quote. The World Naked Bike Ride is June 5th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Showers and thunderstorms strike this afternoon and into the evening hours, with a good chance of them turning strong to severe, packing large hail, possible tornadoes, heavy downpours leading to flash flooding, frequent lightning, and damaging wind gusts. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 65.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Crude and Dom.
On a Two for Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, we'll give you the update in the Trump trial Manhattan. And Dom and Crude, that's two.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Over there. What has that happened? I know Joe Scarborough is more liberal than they are. Well, by the way, Joe Scarborough called out these... Look at that segue.
Yeah, that was good. Wow.
Great volleyball set and spike. Thank
Holy
you, Jody.
Cow.
Wow. For the win. No, this was Joe Scarborough went on an extended rant over a recent questionable New York Times Siena poll that showed Trump with unusually huge leads in battleground states. He accused the newspaper of publishing garbage to create news. Mm-hmm. Thank you. According to the poll, you know, Biden's struggling with young voters and voters of color. We keep getting this clickbait.
So tired.
Right? Fill in the blank isn't going to vote for Biden. Right. Polling experts have taken social media to rip the pollster's methodology apart, saying the final results have been skewed in Trump's favor. Scarborough said he believes the Times has been pushing sketchy polls showing Trump leading because it allows them to get multiple stories out to drive the news cycle. And someone did an analysis. They've done like 30 stories about Biden's age, and I believe one about his fantastic economy,
right,
and economic record. I mean, it's... Okay. And meanwhile, Trump is sponsored by Hitler Burger. I mean, I get it that it's...
I go now to the Hitler Burger, the Hitler Burger, the Hitler Burger. I go now to the Hitler Burger to get myself my lunch.
So this ad features text about the creation of a unifying Reich. I mean, using the actual word, it's produced in the style of fictitious newspaper articles about a Trump victory in 2024. It's a landslide. Trump wins. What's next for America? Industrial strength significantly increased, driven by the creation of a unified Reich. Biden's campaign said that, of course, this echoes Nazi Germany, and it's not an accident.
Right.
And first of all, manufacturing jobs are way up under, what do you mean industrial strength? They're way up under Biden. Trump did nothing, right? About, okay. Okay, and then we were talking about them, him demanding that a drug test for the, you know, the president pee in a cup, which
sure.
is
mm-hmm.
yeah normal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eric Bolling on Newsmax said, well, you know, you drug test athletes, cyclists, boxers, you drug test thoroughbred horses. I mean, this is to make sure there's no nefarious things going on. It's not a crazy thing to ask. Yes, it is. When clearly Trump is the one that's, oh, I can't anymore.
Literally can't even.
I literally can't.
You can't.
We reached the stupidest part of the stupidest timeline ever. Wow, you're like playing me off. Fine.
I am.
Fine.
Yeah,
all right, I'll be
get
done
the
then.
Hook.
Fine. You won't have me to kick around anymore
until tomorrow.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by the executive director of Wisconsin Policy Forum, Rob Henkin. We'll be talking about how communities pay for our most treasured cultural assets.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Several demonstrators interrupted Secretary of State Antony Blinken's testimony before the Senate Foreign